I mean, said Nils, America fundamentally wants to think of itself as being good, and that we're fundamentally right in what we're doing, and we have a very compelling responsibility for the free world. And looking at some of these issues is troubling, because if America does have a darker side, it threatens your hold on your view of America, and it's kind of like, gee, if I pull out this one underpinning of the American consciousness, is this a house of cards? Does it really threaten the fundamental nature of America? We drifted back down to the swimming pool, and an hour passed, and then Eric joined us. He'd been in the house on the telephone. He was laughing. You hear the latest? He said. Bring me up to date, said Nils. I'm dying to hear. Julia, said Eric, called Norman. I just called her, and she said, Eric, I'm glad you phoned. I just called Norman. He says he has no reason to believe that the CIA would murder Frank Olson. I said, Julia, thanks for respecting my wishes about not calling Norman. She said, Eric, I'm a reporter. I have to do what's necessary to get the story. Eric laughed, although nobody else did. And so I drove to Connecticut, to Norman Cornwallier's house. I was slightly shaken by the news of the telephone call between Julia Robb and Norman. Had I got Eric wrong? Was he some kind of fantasist? Norman lives in a large white bungalow in an upmarket suburban street. His wife answered the door, and she led me into the living room where Norman was waiting for me. He pointed to the table and said, I dug out some old photographs for you. They were of Norman and Frank Olson, arm in arm, somewhere in the middle of Fort Detrick, circa 1953. Did you tell the reporter from the Frederick News Post that you had no evidence to suggest that Frank was murdered by the CIA? I asked. Yeah, said Norman. Why did you do that? I asked. Over the phone? Said Norman. I think a journalist is making a big mistake in trying to get somebody to talk over the phone. So you do think Frank was murdered? I said. I'm sure of it, said Norman. And then he told me something he hadn't told Eric.